Basically, what we do is we try to help guys that have a criminal background record find relevant employment. So whether that's helping them with their driving situation or helping them get some of their cases expunged, we try to do those certain things to help them make it to that job. One of the things that we do, for the most part, we advocate a lot. So on a lot of these different issues and policies that you got going on in Ohio or wherever it may be, we attack those issues and we support them. So that way, say like your brother, for example, he's got those felonies and he's got further education, he still can't find a job. We try to open up those doors so that way he doesn't have to fight as hard. You know what I mean? It's a bit of a stereotype, because when you hear the word felon, people get this crazy idea on what a felon should be, but technically that's not even the case. So what we like to say is returning citizens, because not everybody is a felon. You know, myself personally, I have felony charges. I'm not a felon at all. I've never spent a day in prison, maybe a couple weeks in jail, but that's just my charges. That's what my charges are classified on.
So you talked about advocating on the policy level. So you're working with the city in Columbus, or state officials and federal officials. What else is going on?
What we do, you can see on this flyer right here. I'll hand you one, too. And it has the number to our director, Brother Mike Murphy. But it also shows a listing of the different organizations that we collaborate with on certain issues. So, for example, we work a lot with the AMOS program. Not AMOS program, but AMOS Project. I'm sorry about that.
AMOS Project.
Yes, AMOS Project. We also work with SERV, Ohio Justice and Policy Center, Project West, you know, organizations just like that. So typically, you know, we focus on getting guys that relevant employment, but when it comes to fighting these different policies, that's where we team up with AMOS and attack with them. And it kind of works in, you know, in the coalition style.
What do you think of issues such as the drug war or private prisons, for example?
Drug wars and private prisons?
Well, like in this country, they called it for a long time the war on drugs, and there are various policies in place regarding that. Or, for example, there are prisons, or even in this state, Kasich had some plans to make some of the state prisons private. So I don't know what your opinion is on private prisons.
To be totally honest, I'm not 100% caught up on private prisons. But as far as the drugs in our cities and, you know, that whole drug war process, I think is a bit ridiculous. You know, I kind of see that it's hard for guys to find employment. So that's what they convert to, because it's easy to get that fast money. But that just as fast as you got it, that's as fast as it goes. But I don't know. I just think that it's not a good deal, you know, to have drugs in, you know, our communities or whatnot. Legally, you know, marijuana, I think that's okay. I think that's safe to say, because, you know, it's going on in certain cities and states, California or whatnot.
Well, I mean, I
don't want to, because I don't want to hit on it too much. I just think that man-made drugs are bad, and that marijuana is more of a herbal kind of thing. It's a plant, you know. Man can produce it, but that's something that's already been here, you know. But all other drugs are just out of order.